The Lord is gracious and righteousness. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm, I said, everyone is a liar. What shall I return to the Lord for his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly, I am your servant. Lord, I will serve you just as my mother did. You had freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. There's a lot in that psalm. There's a lot of communication with our Father God. It starts with a declaration of love. It's personal. It's I. A statement. I love the Lord. How often do you declare, I love the Lord? It's something which we should all do. We should all do in conversation to God, to our Father. I don't think in any way it's showing insecurity. No. I don't think in any way it's showing forgetfulness. I don't think in any way it's showing need. I think personally, in that declaration, it speaks of commitment. It speaks of loyalty. It speaks of trust. When was the last time in conversation to God you said, I love the Lord. I love you, Lord. Just because he's there. He heard me. These are part of the verses in this scripture. And I just want to pick up some of the words. and some of the phrases. He heard me. My voice. My cry. My song. My life. In the first couple of verses in this scripture, in this passage, it says something to me really amazing. It says, our God's ear, our Father's ear, came to your level, exactly where you are. I know if I'm at a distance to someone talking to me, sometimes I can find it quite difficult to catch the words. I've worked in very noisy environments during my life, and it's affected my hearing a little bit. God's that close to you, He can hear you. Whether it's just a quiet voice, whether it's that voice in song, that voice in crying, your voice. Our Father is exactly where you are. And He hears you. How amazing is that? Someone at such a great level, and we might think at such a great distance from us, His ear is that close. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Father God, He's willing to listen to you. And all the more to show our commitment to Him. To say, I love you, Lord. I love you, Father. I love you, God. Quite often, I think we all fail at this. I think we can read this scripture and think, well, the psalmist here is saying that he's in desperation. He's in a particular situation that might be life-threatening. It might be dark. It might be somewhere where we don't want to be. And then he cries out to God. He cries out to his Father in anticipation that he'll be there in that situation. Yes, our Father God will be there. He will be there when you cry out. But it's saying more than that in this scripture. It's saying no matter what moment in life is it, God is there. And His ear is always inclined to you. And that's making it a personal God. That's making it a personal position that God is in your life. That is making the difference between us being able to say, Abba Father. our God, our Father. That desperation within this scripture is shared by the words, "Death is upon me." Obviously, when the writer was writing this, he was describing quite a bad place. And I'm not saying that we're never in bad places. Yeah. But regardless of where we are, whatever situation we're in, our communication should be a constant with God. As in good times and bad times. Our salvation through Christ is for all our time. That is a constant. In accepting God into our lives, in accepting Christ into our lives, we're accepting a constant. And this is just how our communication should be with God. It's not just for times of distress. But in saying that, as in this scripture, we can lift our Lord high at all times. His saving grace came upon us. Take, as it describes in this scripture, his cup of salvation and lift it high. At the moment in our lives, it may be that we only do this when we sing. But this scripture tells us it should be a constant. It should be an active part of communication with our God, with our Father. In being a Christian, in knowing our Father God, we're in a fantastic position. We can proclaim God's majesty. We can stand in the presence of the King of Kings. Every year, our Queen bestows honours to various people for various duties. And to get an honour, you have to have an invite. Now, I'm not fortunate enough to have an invite. I've never been to see the Queen. But thankfully, I've got an invite to see God tonight. I've got an invite for every moment within my life to see God. How often do we take that opportunity? How often do we give God the glory in our daily lives? How often do we say the statement, "I love you, Lord"? How often do we show that commitment to our Father, to our God, to the one who wants to bestow so many honours upon each one of us? And when you think, what have I done to deserve this? You've been adopted by Christ. You've been accepted into his family. You've become his son, his daughter. It's so good talking to one's family. And you don't like wait for a particular time. You don't wait for a particular moment. Talking to one's family, it's just natural. Just walk in. Oh, hello. You all right? How's your day been? Fantastic. But it's also there when your day's not been that good. Just like family's there when the day's not been that good, God's there. In all his glory. In all his power. In all his splendour. Lift that cup of salvation and lift it high. Give God the glory. And just like this psalmist writes, he heard me. He'll hear you. He'll know exactly what you're saying to him. If you can't sing, it's not a problem. If your voice is only quiet, it's not a problem. If you're crying, I know when you cry, sometimes them words just don't come out. But God knows exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
No matter where you are in life circumstances, God's ear is as close as I am to you. The writer in this psalm makes it quite clear of our position and where we should be with God in communication. In the latter verses, it speaks of vows to the Lord. It speaks of fulfilling those vows to the Lord in his presence. It speaks of fulfilling those vows to the Lord around other people. It speaks of fulfilling those vows unto the Lord in his courts. It speaks of fulfilling those vows to the Lord in the city. It speaks of fulfilling those vows in his presence. And I'd like to tell you tonight that presence is forever there. So it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what situation you're in. What matters is the communication that you're having. I love you, Lord. When was the last time you said those words? It might not be something that has crossed your lips. So that might be a challenge in itself tonight. Have you said those words? I love you, Lord. It might be a way that you can start communication. In declaring that love for your Father. Our Father God is willing to listen tonight to you. It's not because you've done anything special. It's not because you're in a particular position. It's not because at this moment you're in his presence. It's because you're his son. You're his daughter. And he wants that special relationship with you. We're in a fortunate position where we've got that opportunity to meet with God at whatever time, whatever place, whatever moment. In the beginning of Scripture, I was quite jealous of Adam and Eve. I thought they were in a fantastic position in the Garden of Eden. Being able to walk in God's creation in its newness, in its amazing first stages of life. And then when God came down in the evening to meet with Adam, having that wonderful presence of God around you, I thought, wow, Adam and Eve, they've got it great, until they're spoiled too. But being able to just go out in the garden and, hey, you all right then, God, how's it going? What have you done out today? Well, you know, I've been resting after 7 days, you know, put my feet up after that sixth day, and I'm just happy that you're all here. But what an amazing experience to walk with our God, our King, our Lord. Yeah, we've got something far greater. But do we take advantage of it? Do we have that conversation with God? That conversation life with God? In being able to walk with him, being able to talk with him. God's ear is here. All he's asking is that your ear too. I play on words there, but God's ear is exactly where you are. You've got an opportunity tonight to have a fantastic relationship with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, in a wonderful way. Yes. I can't sing at all. It's very deep, it's very low when it does come out, and generally I get the nudge to shut up. But when I talk with God, my voice is amazing. But I don't think I talk enough. So I think this word, this message tonight, is for each one of us. It's a message to move us forward in our communication skills. It's a message to say those few words which in some ways we have it as an earthly thing in saying to our loved ones, I love you. How often do we say that in conversation to our God, to our Father? We don't have to wait for the call of the evening. God is here. We don't have to be jealous of the Adam and Eve in the garden. God is here. We've got a personal God. This scripture is speaking on a personal level. Yes. The word I is you. And the word you is I. What a fantastic life in Christ we've got. If we were to say, if I was to do it in a way that is easy to understand, if I was God, which I'm not, good to walk together, it's good to talk together, it's good to have that conversation. You're right, Paul. It's good to be with you tonight. I'm not God, but God's here. You're right. That's good. I'm not God, I'm here. This is just what God can be in your life. Trying to come this close.
Yeah.
Just listen. You're right. Stephen, but God is sat just here. Yeah. He's inside of you. He's talking to you. He's listening to you. You're talking to him. Amen. This is how close God is to you tonight. What a fantastic place we're in. What a fantastic time we're in. Talk to Jesus. Talk to God. Talk to your Father. Amen.